From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. A new poll finds about half of Cuban Americans surveyed in Miami support ending the Cuban embargo. The Florida International University poll released today also found that even more Cuban Americans support resuming diplomatic relations with the island's government. It's the latest in a series of polls conducted by the university since 1991. As time has passed, support for the embargo has decreased. 1,000 Cuban Americans were polled by FIU. Florida Atlantic University has struggled recently with low graduation rates. But as WLRN Miami Herald reporter Wilson Sayer tells us, the school is hoping to pick up those numbers with a little bit of tough love.
At Florida Atlantic University, only 20% of students graduate in 4 years. And that goes up to just 40% if you look at 6 years. Not great numbers compared to other schools. And those graduation rates and a few other things are now tied to funding. The state is withholding $5.2 million from FAU until they improve those rates. So the school is starting a new program called Jumpstart. It's a college boot camp for students who might look like risky bets for graduating, a sort of conditional acceptance. They take 2 or 3 regular courses, and those who do well are officially accepted into the school, and those who don't make the grade, they get the experience, and their less-than-stellar GPA doesn't follow them around.
We want the students to be successful. When they come here, we don't want them to be struggling.
Gary Perry is provost and vice president for academic affairs at FAU.
Sometimes admitting students is not in their best interest. It's better if they go and get some experience of working in a college and then apply to the university a little later in their career.
After a year, if things are improving, that $5.2 million will be released to the school. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
FAU will present its improvement plan at the Florida University System Board of Governors meeting on Wednesday. You can follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Paul Leary.